Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. I am Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. The more you explore the intricate ways the human body works and the way the things we take into our systems either help or hurt that amazing mechanism called the human body, the more you're brought to worship the God who made us and who made us so wonderfully, as we remind you every week on the introduction of the program. The wonders of the living human body reflect the wonders of the living God. God designed it that way, the heavens and the human body, to declare and display the glory of God. We see that wonderfulness more and more as we look into specific parts of the body or at the specific elements that are necessary for our wonderful bodies to function as they should. Now, take vitamin D, for example. Vitamin D has two parts, vitamin D2, that's formed naturally by exposure of the skin to ultraviolet light, especially sunlight. And then there's vitamin D3. We get that primarily from food supplements, often called fortified foods. Now, here's how vitamin D works in your body. In your liver, vitamin D is converted into a form that's then transported to your blood. In your kidneys, that converted form of vitamin D produces vitamin D hormones. Their main function is to increase calcium absorption, and that is absolutely essential for normal bone formation. Now, in HealthWise, we've already devoted a program to osteoporosis, and you can access that program and all other past HealthWise programs from sermonaudio.com. That's sermonaudio.com. Just don't search for HealthWise. You can search for a visit to the pastor's study, or if you put in HealthWise, you'll get those as well, sermonaudio.com. Osteoporosis, anyway, is an ongoing decrease in the density of your bones that weakens them, and that makes you more likely to have bone fractures. Your body needs calcium, other minerals, and the right amount of several hormones, including estrogen for women and testosterone for men, plus an adequate supply of vitamin D so that calcium from food can be absorbed and then incorporated into your bones. And that need increases from age 30. Now, what happens if you get too little vitamin D? Well, the calcium and phosphate levels in your blood decrease and your bone development is hindered. And that is especially dangerous for children as their bones are developing. Too little vitamin D in children can lead to rickets, a condition that causes bowed legs, knocked knees, and generally weak bones. What happens if you get too much vitamin D over too long a period? Well, that can lead to a higher than normal calcium level in your blood and all kinds of related problems. Symptoms of having too much vitamin D in your system range from loss of appetite, nausea, and vomiting to excessive thirst, nervousness, just general weakness, and high blood pressure. Now, if you suspect that you have been getting too much vitamin D for too long a period, check with your doctor to get a simple blood test. Bottom line, to be HealthWise, you've got to get the right amount of vitamin D every day. How do you get it? Well, getting your vitamin D, that's our topic for today. And if you listen to the whole program, you'll find out about a great new supplement, I can attest to that, a great new supplement to help boost your energy level naturally. So we have got lots to do today. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, brings you today's edition of HealthWise. And there in their well-stocked nutrition department, you'll meet Matt Lombardo, one of Cottage Pharmacy's experienced nutritionists who is also one who can tell you very much about nutrition. Call the program with your question about today's topic, getting your vitamin D. Call in number 631-955-5400. Again, that's 631-955-5400. And you can even text your question. Put the number under HealthWise, and here's the number for texting your question, 516-367-0391. That's 516-367-0391. But for now, welcome again to Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy. Hey, Matt, how's it going today?
Hey, Bill, pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Listen, a little later in the program, we're going to talk about a new line of supplements. I believe you had a hand in developing these supplements.
Yes.
And I read, okay, we can tell about them. They're going to be available. They're available from Cottage Pharmacy. But for now, let's talk about getting the right amount of vitamin D. Sunlight. Sunlight's the main source, am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so there's no substitute really for that. And incidentally, for those of you who, like me, enjoy full-spectrum lights, contrary to popular opinion, that will not give you a lot of the ultraviolet light that you need. There's no replacement for sunlight. But, Matt, most of us aren't outside much, or at least as much as we should be. And then when we are outside, we use sunscreen in the summer, and we don't get as much sunlight in the winter, especially those of us who are up north. So, in most cases, we need vitamin D supplements. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
And I'm right, too, that older people need more vitamin D as well?
It's important for all ages,
okay.
But yeah, especially children and older people.
And pregnant women, I would imagine, too, must have more because they're carrying a child whose bones are forming. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So tell us about the supplements that we need to get the right, I guess it's not just the right amount of vitamin D, but the right kind of vitamin D?
Right. Vitamin D is readily available in soft gels and capsules. Soft gels are a liquid form, and soft gels would be a powdered form. The vitamin D that you want to look for on the shelf is vitamin D3.
That's okay.
The D3 we get from food.
Okay. Yeah, there is no there's no way you can get. I'm not quite sure I understand the relationship of D3 and D2. You also have to have the sunlight, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So there isn't a substitute for the sunlight, D2.
D2 is also available in some vegetarian-sourced versions of D supplements on the that you can find over the counter.
Okay.
But it's recommended to take D3 because D3 is actually absorbed better from the digestive tract.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think about people who are in areas way, way up north where they have like 3 hours of sunlight a day in the winter and the sun is low on the horizon. Well, I know you probably don't deal with a lot of the people in that situation, but there, what do you tell them to do? Get a sun lamp or what?
Well, normally, the further north you go, the richer the diet is in cold water fish, which are actually one of the higher sources of vitamin D.
Ooh, isn't that interesting?
Especially cod liver oil and salmon.
And Matt, are there different, when you're getting the supplements, are there better types of vitamin D than others?
If you have a D3 from a reputable company, a reputable manufacturer, then there a lot of them are similar across the board.
Okay, and is there a standard amount that comes in these soft gels and other pills?
Well, the recommended dosage for vitamin D per day is 400 units.
Okay.
That I believe they're raising to 800 units. And it goes all the way up to 10,000 as far as over the counter. So it usually goes from 400 units to 800 units. Then it jumps up to 1,000 to 2,000, 5,000, and 10,000. It varies.
Now there, that would give me a lot of concern because of what I mentioned about getting too much vitamin D over too long a period.
Yes.
So we've really got to be careful with those amounts, correct?
Yes. It's recommended not to take more than 10,000 on a daily basis.
Wow. That's all. And who would take that? People who are homebound?
Someone who's deficient, you know, extremely deficient, somebody who has MS or some kind of disease where it's closely linked or correlated to vitamin D deficiency.
Okay. Now, I would assume, Matt, in this and in all others, people really do need to check with their medical doctors first. To get that, that would be wrong to put you in the position of asking how much. Matt, vitamin D and calcium are also often linked. Is it advisable to take a supplement of vitamin D and calcium together?
Well, if you're at risk of osteoporosis, absolutely. If you're not getting enough calcium from your diet, absolutely. Otherwise, vitamin D is the real concern, I think, for our society nowadays, as far as being deficient.
Really, is that now? Is that because people are inside more?
It has to do, I believe, with being inside. It's 15 minutes of direct sunlight is really all you need to for your body to produce enough vitamin D. But the other factors that contribute are the medications you're on. And your diet. So there's a bunch of things that are contributing to the lack of vitamin D.
And, of course, there's this fascinating process, which I'm sure you could explain better than I, but where the sun actually intersecting with your skin creates the vitamin D2 that we need for our system, correct?
Yes, and interestingly, cholesterol plays a role in that. As vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin, so cholesterol-lowering medications or low-fat diets can actually be detrimental to your vitamin D.
Interesting. Okay, that's important to keep in mind. So, good challenge even with the supplements to go outside.
Yep.
Talk about multivitamins and vitamin D. We could do a whole show just on multivitamins, but how much vitamin D do you get in a typical multivitamin?
A typical multivitamin usually has the lowest suggested amount, 400 IU.
Okay.
For the most part, a lot of the companies are boosting the levels up to 800, but there are also companies that have up to, I've seen 1,000 to 2,000 IUs in a multivitamin.
Yeah. Okay, so there's different types. You do recommend, even with care and the diet, you do recommend a multivitamin for everyone every day, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Fortified foods, Matt. Tell us a little bit more about fortified foods. I know fortified milk, that began in the 1930s to help prevent rickets, and I don't think rickets is much of a problem, if at all, in our culture. But tell people a bit about fortified foods.
What fortified foods basically are foods that have been processed heavily and then stripped of their natural nutrients. So basically what you have is the basic macronutrients or carbohydrates or proteins or fats. And there's no nutritional value to them. So you have, you get great flavor, but you don't get any of the good stuff that you need.
Oh, interesting.
So what they do is they reintroduce the vitamins back into the food after it's been processed.
Now, boy, this is a whole program. But why do they take out what is originally there and then put in a replacement?
I'm not really sure. I believe it has something to do with stretching out the amounts, the economics of it, the flavor, the taste that's in demand.
Well, interesting.
Processed foods.
I always think about fortified milk. I mean, there's this phobia of milk, raw milk, and perhaps it's legitimate. I don't, but that's always the thing that comes to my mind is the pasteurization process that goes into that. Because when I think of fortified foods, I always think of fortified milk first.
Right. Well, I suppose one of the reasons we process food is to get rid of any bacteria. Some processing is necessary, but.
But in the process, it takes out the good stuff, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, okay. Matt, for our listeners who are lactose intolerant, I mean, is there fortified soy milk or fortified almond milk?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So we should look for that.
I would suggest it, yes.
Okay. Incidentally, if Matt, I think I'm right on this. There's little vitamin D in cheese and ice cream. Am I right?
Yes.
That's too bad. I'm not an ice cream guy, but cheese is one of my vices.
Oh, yeah.
Fortified orange juice, cereal?
Vitamin D. Yep. You know, cereals are usually always fortified with something.
Well, that's because they're so heavily processed.
Always, yep.
Always, I know what Matt's going to tell you, always read the labels. And same thing with fortified breads and some yogurt.
Yeah, look for unprocessed foods. The less processed.
There you go.
They are.
All right. Okay, there you go, the unprocessed foods. We're talking about getting your vitamin D. We've got Matt Lombardo with us of Cottage Pharmacy. We're going to introduce a new supplement just a little bit. But first of all, let's hear this message from Cottage Pharmacy. I love Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, if we can't take care of you, no one can. Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer's always right. And rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York. Bill Shishko here with you. Today's edition of HealthWise, talking about getting your vitamin D. If you have questions about getting your vitamin D, call 631-955-5400. That will get you on the air. If you'd like to text your question, 516-367-0391. Matt, let's go back for just a moment to getting vitamin D from other things in our diet. Fish is the big one that comes to mind, right?
Yeah.
Now, what's the any relation of vitamin D and omega and the omega 3s, or are they separate things?
They are separate. It just so happens that fish are very high in omega 3 fatty acids, and also their fish liver actually is what contains a lot of the vitamin D.
Yeah, there you go back to the cod liver oil, which some of us were brought up with it and can still remember the agony of it. But there is cod liver oil that is lemon flavored. It's excellent, actually.
I
highly recommend it, and especially when in winter months, very important. Okay, so things like salmon, swordfish, mackerel, tuna, and sardines, I guess, are not quite as good. Matt, there's all kinds of studies that try to show the relationship between not getting adequate amounts of vitamin D, especially for those of us who live up north where we do get less sunlight than those in the tropical areas, and proneness to other health problems. I mean, it's connected. And again, these are provisional studies, possibility of connection with multiple sclerosis, diabetes, depression, colon cancer, heart disease, dementia. You have any comments on these relationships as a nutritionist?
Yeah, vitamin D is a keystone, and it affects bones, sure, but also your immune health, your mood, your neurological health. It's very important to make sure you get enough, and there's a lot of correlating evidence on different diseases and yeah, things that can go wrong if it's too low for too long a period of time.
Yeah, bottom line is regardless of the connection with these things, is get that vitamin D that we need. Mm-hmm. Can certain things interfere, I think we mentioned this a bit, with the body's absorption of vitamin D?
Sure. Well, as I mentioned, vitamin D is fat-soluble, so it absorbs best when it's ingested with fatty foods.
Okay.
If your body can digest fatty foods and your digestion is working properly, then you should, you know, if you're taking enough of it, it should be getting into your your body and where it needs to go.
But would an antacid or something, or would that conflict with the absorption of the vitamin D?
Sure. Anything that will affect your digestion. If you're taking an antacid, you might not be digesting fatty foods as well because, you know, your stomach's less acidic.
Yeah, so vitamin D comes from the fat, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, yep. Yeah, very important. Yeah, for those who want fat-free diets, you've got to be careful with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've read also any who would be on anti-seizure medications, I believe there could be a conflict with absorption of vitamin D there as well, correct?
Yep, and cholesterol medications, absolutely.
Yeah, do ask your doctor. Read the labels, folks. And even you got to be wise about it, but Googling for information, but big thing is asking your doctor about that. Matt, we talked about getting vitamin D in your system. I'm anxious to get out in the sun after this discussion. But I was excited about Bolster Nutrients. Tell us a little bit about Bolster Nutrients.
Well, it's a product that I formulated. It's something we've been working on here at Cottage. And it's a supplement that we put a lot of thought into, and something that it's a product line that I think is created for everyone. It's gentle formulas. There's a sleep formula and an energy formula, and they're great. There's been great feedback so far.
Yeah, I haven't tried the sleep formula. That doesn't tend to be one of my problems, but at my age, the energy is an issue, and I've got to give you folks a testimony on this. And you folks didn't pay me to do this, okay? The energy formula I picked up at 110 Pharmacy, Matt. It's a little bit nearer to my travels.
Yeah.
That is what I was struck with in the energy formula. It's caffeine free.
Yeah.
It is for men and women. It's free of sugar, milk, egg, most shellfish, if not all of them, tree nuts, peanuts, wheat, and soybeans, for those of you who have bodily rejection of any of these. But Matt, what I was struck with, it mentions in there to not take it with food, correct? You take it on an empty stomach. Why is that?
Because the nutrients in the product actually absorb, are water-soluble, and they absorb in your system when there's nothing to compete with it.
Okay, and I'm almost afraid to ask this, but since I have it with both water and coffee in the morning, is there a danger of that washing out of my system because coffee's a diuretic?
No. Coffee would actually enhance the effects most likely of the product.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
And we didn't plan this way. Matt knows I'm going to ask about these, but let me give you a little personal testimony. Friday is a day of fasting and prayer for me, and I do have a smoothie at midday that to just give me a little something. But what I've been doing, Matt, is taking that the energy formula in the morning when I get up. I do have a cup of coffee when I fast. And what I found, two things I found. Number one, I will still, because the way my body clock is, I'll still get tired about 11, 12, 1 o'clock, and I'm kind of a quick nap type person. But what I found, Matt, is I'm alert. I'm just alert for the rest of the day in ways I was not before.
Yes.
Is that about right in assessing that?
That's exactly what we aimed for.
Okay. Well, you got it. It's okay. Now tell us how to get Bolster Nutrients, especially the energy formula.
You can order it online at bolsternutrients.com.
Okay.
That's bolsternutrients.com.
Okay.
You can also purchase it at Cottage Pharmacy.
Okay.
And it's also available in some local pharmacies also.
Okay.
But I would suggest that you come to Cottage or call Cottage and find out where it would be available for you.
Okay, or 110 Pharmacy. They've
or
got
110
it right there
Pharmacy,
at the
that's
front.
Right.
And it's also available through your toll-free number, right? 1-800-599-9963, am I right?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Ask for Bolster Nutrients at 1-800-599-9963. And if you use the website, which is Bolster Nutrients, all one word, bolsternutrients.com, enter coupon code WLIE WLA20. Am I right, Matt? WLA20?
Yeah.
At checkout, and you'll get 20% off on these newly introduced Bolster nutrients. So again, that's your coupon code WLIE20 for the 20% discount. When you come to checkout at bolsternutrients.com, that'll give you 20% off. So it's bolsternutrients.com. So you got energy formula, sleep formula. What else is coming down the pike?
Oh, we have a turmeric coming out. We have a krill oil, a D3, a very good D3, and also a biotin.
Okay, what's the krill oil for? That's a new one on me.
Krill oil is an omega-3 supplement, but it's very highly absorbed, and it actually it has special it's especially for joint function.
Okay.
So if you have sore joints or anything like that, or joint mobility, poor joint mobility, krill oil is great for that.
Great. If you visit Matt at Cottage Pharmacy, he can tell you more about it. But again, it's Bolster Nutrients, bolsternutrients.com, all one word with a dot before com, and enter coupon code WLIE20 at checkout. You get 20% off on these outstanding Bolster Nutrients. Hey, thanks to Cottage Pharmacy for sponsoring today's program and for Matt Lombardo once again being with us. You can visit Cottage Pharmacy and Matt at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. It is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. Remember to mention you heard us on WLIE 540, and you will receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and also in the nutrition department. And be sure to look for Matt when you're visiting that nutrition department. Tell him you heard him on HealthWise. Again, the toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963, and you'll get 20% discount there, too. Just mention WLIE 540 AM. Hey, next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body God has given you. See you on the radio next Saturday, 1 p.m., for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.